What led to the timing of today being the day to unveil this?
You know, we just had to get through some approvals and make sure we had kind of our I's dotted and T's crossed, and we knew we weren't going to be able to get that. You know, the Kansas Board of Regents had to look at it first, and so, and we just felt obviously the second home game gave us a little more preparation time.
How long did it take to get to this point fundraising wise where you're at?
You know, it's been awesome in terms of the amount of time it's been. We unveiled the master plan a year ago about this time, and we started seeing some of our top donors and friends and really just explaining the master plan and really asking them what they thought priorities would be and what they wouldn't see. And then we would go back to those top donors and make ask. And so I would say maybe 8 months from the time from the time we announced the master plan. So it's been a great response by our donors. We have a long way to go, obviously, but to have that much raise in a short time really just tells you the commitment our fan base has and our donors.
You laid out a time frame for at least starting on the south end zone improvements. What would the time frame be on the other projects?
Well, again, a lot's going to be on the fundraising. So my goal, or our goal, is to have everything started and or finished in the next 3 to 5 years. And what I mean by that is we know the south end zone is going to start next summer, May or June, and while we're continuing to fundraise, and maybe while that's being built, we can maybe have the money raised to start one of the next two projects, if not both of them. So within the next 3 to 5, have everything at least under construction.
You know, at this point with the football practice facility, like how many parking spots it would take off and what?
Right now, and it could change, and right now we're estimating about 400 parking spaces. But we're also already identified where we're going to pick those up and how we're going to make sure the impact on our fan base is at a very minimum in terms of losing spaces. We have folks in the parking lot that are some workers, some staff, some others that we can move around and pick up some spots, and then we'll recreate some spots in the lot that we don't have right now. So we think the impact's going to be minimal in terms of the total number. Some people may get moved around a little bit, but we'll make sure we have those answers well before we start that project. Well, we're going to end up with more premium seating. First of all, there's going to be 24 concession points of sales, all new restrooms, and then in the premium area, we're going to have 10 suites, 300 club seats, 8 loge boxes, and then the premium area, entertainment area, basically the restaurant, etc., that's going to be 7 times larger than it currently is. So it'll benefit both basketball during pregame and halftime, and then obviously that'll be the area for the suite holders and the club areas. So it's going to be a really, and then what's going to be very beneficial is those south end zone fans now have their own restrooms and concessions, so it eases the pressure on the east and west side. So it's really going to really complete the Bill Snyder Family Stadium to really close it out. The new video boards will be awesome. So the video boards will match the video boards on the north side. Seating is going to stay pretty much the same. We'll lose those temporary seats in the end zones. That's where the scoreboards will go, but we pick that up in the premium areas as well. So it won't affect it won't increase or decrease. It'll be about the same.
How involved was Coach Kleiman in just the practice facility and what he wanted in that?
We'd already pretty much had the master plan done. HOK did a tremendous job with their master plan. They're going to be the architect on record for the south end zone. But he got a chance to look at it and gave us some feedback as to what he wanted in terms of practice fields and style. And once we get to actually design that officially, he'll have a lot more input. But he liked, you know, the size, the location. He wanted it as close to Veneer as he possibly could get it. Makes their practices much more efficient. So as we get closer to starting that project, he'll have a lot more involvement.
Where would the volleyball facility be located?
You know where Cattown is, where our tents are? It's going to fit right up against the outfield. So if our baseball team continues to do well, we'll probably put a tent up there, or a net up there to keep from banging that side of the wall. But it's going to fit in there. It's going to be a perfect venue for volleyball. The Olympic Training Center is going to be really, really special for all of our sport teams. I think it's going to have the same square footage of the weight room as the Veneer does. And then volleyball have 3,500 seats, so it'll be a perfect venue for. It'll be also the practice facility as well.